With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of Oklahoma and Kansas have been slammed by powerful storms. Tornadoes cut a path of destruction north of Tulsa, while large hail battered parts of Kansas. And the Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards says a threat is not over yet.
Kansas and western Missouri are in the clear, but eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
In Barnesdall, Oklahoma, a twister wrecked homes and businesses, blamed for at least one death. It's feared the death toll could rise as crews search for people possibly trapped in the rubble. An Israeli tank brigade seizing control of the Gaza Strip side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Israel pressing ahead with a Rafah offensive after rejecting a ceasefire proposal. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says fell short of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's demands.
I think Israel's assumption was that Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas in Gaza, was not interested in doing any kind of a deal, that he wanted to continue with this. And that, in a sense, made life a lot simpler for Netanyahu, who's been under a lot of pressure from his own right wing to do this operation in Gaza. And don't forget, these are the right wingers who sustain his government. Without them, the government falls. So the phrase I keep hearing is that now the ball is very much in Netanyahu's court, that the bluff has been called. I think you can probably take it one stage further and say that the ball is actually also in Joe Biden's court.
Also at SRNnews.com, another campus tent encampment has been cleared this morning. Chicago police moving in on the University of Chicago campus. The Rhode Island School of Design has been holding talks with protesters occupying a building, and MIT faces a new encampment on a site that previously had been cleared. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 47 points. This is SRN News. Helping create the Christ-centered nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside of Dallas wasn't exactly easy. Organizers had to secure 10 acres of land, purchase horses to use in equine-assisted therapy, and recruit both paid staff and volunteers. But co-founder Court Carricker feels it was all worth it to help launch therapeutic horsemanship for teens. He feels horses really connect with emotionally troubled teenagers.
Because horses are a truly empathetic animal. They sense you, they sense your heart rate, they can feel how you're feeling, and there's a physiological change that actually happens when people are around horses. And so with that, when someone's on a horse, there is truly a change in how they are, how they feel, and really just has a change in their life.
Carricker adds that kids his team helps are struggling with many emotional issues, including bullying and attempts at suicide. More information is at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Researchers have identified a genetic form of late-in-life Alzheimer's disease.
Most cases of the mind-robbing disease occur after age 65. A gene called APOE4 has long been considered a key risk factor. But new research says if people inherit two copies of that gene, it's not just a risk, it appears to be an underlying cause. About 15% of Alzheimer's patients are thought to carry the gene pair. Scientists say the distinction could have implications for both research and treatment. The findings were published Monday in Nature Medicine. Keith Peters reporting.
A Minnesota Senate ethics panel considering what to do with lawmaker Nicole Mitchell, charged with burglary for allegedly breaking into her estranged stepmother's house. According to a felony complaint, Mitchell told police she broke in last month because her stepmother had refused to give her items of sentimental value from her late father. More details at SRNnews.com.